We think we've got something that is, and we'd like to show it to you today for the first time. And we call it the iPad.
That was Steve Jobs introducing one of Apple's digital gadgets back in April 2010. On display are over 300 patent certificates held by Steve Jobs. WIPO director Francis Gary says the extent to which Steve Jobs' innovations have transformed the world makes him one of the greatest visionary innovators of modern times.
In a recent survey, Steve Jobs was voted as the second greatest innovator of all time after Thomas Edison. And some 40% of those who responded said that they could not imagine life without one of the devices of Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs and his company Apple gave the world the Mac computers, iPods, iPhones, and now the iPads. Teresa Stanek from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says Steve Jobs had attained innovative greatness by positively disrupting how people relate to technology.
In my mind, he is one of the foremost leaders in what I call disruptive innovation. Incremental innovation is great. It improves each one of our lives, but disruptive innovation, innovation that changes how we do our research, innovation that changes how we listen to our music, and for that, I thank him.
U.S. Ambassador to Geneva, Betty King, describes Steve Jobs as the ultimate icon of innovation and sustained imagination. She says his ability to connect creativity to technology is unmatched.
He will forever be remembered for the company he created, where leaps of imagination were combined with remarkable feats of engineering.
Steve Jobs was not an academic achiever during his school days, but according to Teresa Stanek from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, failure is not necessarily the end.
Steve Jobs was a highly focused, intense individual, and he was never afraid of failure. He obsessed to try to avoid failure, but he was not a success with everything that he did. So when I speak to people in universities and young people, you cannot be afraid of failure.
Steve Jobs died in October 2011. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio.